This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I have with me today Susie Tallman, creative force behind Susie Tallman Music. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Patrick.
Well, I am really happy to have you on. We're going to do an album feature today with Susie for her album, Let's All Sing. But before we do that, you're a first-time guest on the show, so we want to learn all about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into making music for kids.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. I've been making music for kids for a very long time. I was a music major at UCLA. I always wanted to get into music somehow, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I wanted to maybe be music therapist originally, and then the rock and roll side of Los Angeles kind of was calling my name. And so I ended up working at A&M Studios with a lot of cool rock bands, and then worked with this producer, Jimmy Iovine, and we ended up starting a record company called Interscope Records. So I was one of the first four employees of Interscope, which was really awesome. Yeah, back in the day. And so I did that, and I got to really learn the production side. So I was a production manager for anything that he did. I was in the studio with the bands. So I got to work with Nine Inch Nails and Tracy Chapman and Robin Zander and Tom Jones and tons of bands. So it was just really awesome. All the bands that he actually produced, Very Special Christmas and like just so many. And then I ended up getting to sing on quite a bit of the records too, because a lot of the times they needed a backup singer and he would say like, hey, Susie, come on in and you can sing on this one. So that was really cool. So I got to learn the production side and got to sing as well, and had that, I had a classical background graduating from UCLA as a music major. So I just learned a lot about the production side of things, and it was great. So when I was ready to start my label, I had that background. So that was, it was just a perfect opportunity. But the reason I started my label was before I had kids, I was at a baby shower and I was handed two babies for a photo op, and they started crying, and being a singer, the only thing I knew how to do was sing to them a lullaby, and they stopped crying like on cue. So it was kind of perfect. And they said back then, like, make us a tape. And, you know, so I was like, okay. And I worked at a studio at the time. So I was like, okay, I'll make a CD. And then I just got really lucky. I got it onto a website. It was one of the first websites with CDs called Baby Center. And I don't think they sell any music anymore. But I was the only music on their website. So I sold quickly like 10,000 CDs in my first one. And then I was like, oh, maybe this is going to be a job for me. So that's how it happened. And I did my next one, and then it just sold a bunch and worked out. So, and I loved it. And I loved marrying my love for children with love of music. So, then I kept working on all of these, CDs and different songs when I had my own kids. So now I have three kids, and, they're older now, but it's been a really great, great, wonderful job having to do something I love. And so that's how it all started.
Wow. I could take the first minute of that intro and probably get into a 2-hour long conversation with you, because that sounds so fascinating. Interscope Records.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of stories.
And 90s music. And oh, man, I'd love to hitch up on that sometime.
Yes. Well, we can another time for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So we are here to talk about your album, Let's All Sing. So what was kind of the inspiration for this? Did you have a concept going into it? Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, actually, so this one was kind of born out of just the pure love of singing. I grew up singing with my family as a kid, and we were a really musical family, and my grandparents all played music and played instruments, and we would sing around the piano and just hang out and sing at whatever event or just for fun, and camping, a lot of camping with singing. And so I wanted, my father passed away almost 2 years ago, and so I started this kind of with him in mind, that I wanted to bring back some of those memories of childhood with him and singing. And it's really cool because some of these songs my parents sang with my kids, and I sang them with my grandparents. And so I just wanted to have that tradition, and I wrote some original songs as well on this one, but I want, hopefully they will kind of fit into people's traditional framework of songs and into family's repertoire. But that was a big reason. And a part of it also, I wanted to do something a little bit just fun and traditional, because I had done a Spanish record, a Spanish songs for children learning Spanish, as my last record. And that was wonderful. And being in New Mexico, I live in New Mexico, I'm surrounded by people speaking Spanish all of the time. And so I really wanted to do a record just to celebrate learning a new language and the love of a language, because I think that's just so important for kids as well. So that was completely different than this one. So I wanted to just go back to my tradition of singing with families and having that love of singing together. So
So do you
that was.
still have CDs made, or is this just straight up streaming?
No, I actually still, believe it or not, I think grandparents somehow find my CDs on Amazon. So I still sell on Amazon quite a bit. And then I have a couple other places that still buy my CDs. So, I mean, I don't manufacture very many, but I have the odd sale for
Yeah,
CD.
how have you navigated this whole evolution? You started back in the 90s with those bands and the production style, and it was all about CDs and maybe even still cassette tapes back then.
Well, yeah, they were at the very end when I started. There were still like just not very many, but you still saw the odd cassette. But people definitely were making mixtapes on cassette still. But back then, actually, it was a little bit tricky because I was in a lot of baby stores around the country, and that's how I originally got my music out there, was just going to trade shows and going to baby stores and getting my CD in the store. And so I was in around 650 stores at one point, and that was my livelihood. And so when all the CDs went away, that was a big challenge to try to figure out how to navigate that and try to get on streaming services. So yeah, you just kind of, like everyone else, kind of hope to get on playlists and try your best. But I did get on a few, and that was lucky, and I've been on them since. So I think I was one of the first people on CD Baby even. So like first artist. So yeah, so I've been doing it for a long time. So that kind of helped a little bit.
Interesting.
Definitely a challenge for everyone trying to, that had to go to that, the, you know, from one to the other medium. So
Yeah. No, any artists that I have on the show, I'd love to hear about how they navigated that evolution, because just being me being a music fan as a teenager, and just the constant change. I was all in about tapes, and I had a tape player, and then that's about CDs. Okay, I gotta go get a CD player, and then pretty soon those went out of fashion, and you had your iPods, and all of a sudden, what took me days to pull together, I just download it and it's all there. It's crazy.
yeah, right? I mean, do you remember spending all the time like converting your CDs to your iPod? Like all, it took days, and
Yeah.
feels like a little bit of a waste of time now, but
Yeah.
yeah.
It's amazing how far
Yep.
we've come. All right. Well, on Let's All Sing, we're going to feature five songs. And so
Yay.
we will kick off with Garden of Sounds. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this song I wrote with my very good friend Greg O'Connor, who produced the record with me. And we both So he lives in Australia and I live near the Rio Grande River, and we're both near water and in nature quite a bit. And so we wanted to come up with a song that was kind of a walk through a magical journey through nature on a like a taking us through a day. So you go, you hear frogs and a wise old owl and even a neighbor's dog. So it's just kind of a fun, funky way to go through a day in a garden. So that's it.
Yeah, no, this song is really fun, really catchy. I quite like this one. All right, we're gonna play it now. Here it is, Garden of Sounds by Susie Tallman Music.
When the sun comes up and says hello, it's time to rise and shine. It's time to go. Magpie sings as she spreads her wings.
Wake up.
Who's that?
The Bill Frog.
Hey, there's a bee. She's busy, she's buzzing, she's making honey. That's a mouse. That's a cat. Who's that?
Dog.
Happy skies, happy lives, let's all sing in our garden of sounds. Happy skies, happy lives, let's all sing in our garden of sounds. Hey, there's a worm. He makes no sound.
It's okay, I can dig it.
That's a fish. Nothing bothers him. Round and round he swims all day in a garden of sounds. Happy skies, happy lives, let's all sing in a garden of sounds. Happy skies, happy lives, let's all sing in a garden of sounds. Happy skies.
And that was Garden of Sounds. All right, next song we're going to talk about is called the Crawdad Song. So talk to us about this one.
So the Crawdad Song is one of the songs that I sang with my grandparents when I was a youngster, and my dad too. And so I loved this song, and I really wanted to do it as a duet. So I asked Scott Durbin from the Imagination Movers to sing with me, and he and I had communicated years ago, and then I really love his voice, and I love him and my daughter, and I used to sing all of his songs, and we would sing Imagination Movers all the time, and we still say, like, chicken and rice tastes so nice. So quote their songs, and she's 17. So anyway, he said yes, and I was really excited. So it was really fun collaboration, and then some of my friends that my students that I teach are singing on it as well. So it's fun. And I live right by a river, so it's just kind of inspiring to me to sing this song. So that's it.
Excellent. All right, well, we're going to play it right now. Here it is, The Crawdad Song by Susie Tallman Music.
Hey, y'all want to go fishing? Come on!
Sure, let's go fishing.
Let's go!
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawdad.
That was The Crawdad Song. Next song we're going to talk about contains two of my favorite foods, pizza, pasta, opera. Tell us about this one.
Okay. So yes, my favorite foods as well. So this song, so I sing classical music still. I'm in a great choir. We're the kind of choir for the New Mexico Symphony. It's called Coral Luke's in Albuquerque. And so I love singing classical music. And this one, I actually was hungry and waiting for my son at soccer practice. And I just started thinking, okay, what are we gonna have for dinner? And then it just kind of evolved just started writing it. And it just worked out. And I'm also a big Queen fan. And so I play a little bit of an homage to Queen in the bridge. And then the chorus, I love Verdi and Rigoletto. And I was thinking about the pandemic and all the Italians that would sing on their balconies. And so I took a little of his La Donna Mobile from the chorus. So that's how that all came about. But it all started being hungry.
Totally get it. All right. Let's check it out. Here it is. Pizza, Pasta, Opera by Susie Tallman Music.
My name is Mia, I'm a mama. I like pizza, I like pasta. Come with me, I'll show you how to cook a meal.
Yay!
We'll make a pizza and spaghetti, and your dinner will be ready. So delicious, it might make you feel. La la la, pasta. So delicious. Pour tomatoes in a bowl and crush them with your clean hands. Then pour and slush one cup of water in the pan. Set aside. Then heat the oil in the skillet. Add the garlic, make it sizzle. Add the spices, stir and cook. When it's smooth, put it aside and let it rise
for half an hour.
Now roll the dough onto a tray, tomato sauce and mozzarella. Put the pizza in the oven, soon we'll say, like Cinerama.
That was Pizza Pasta Opera. All right, next song is called Gotta Give Love. Talk to us about this one.
So this song, Gotta Give Love, was inspired by my twin boys, who are now 14. But we'd always say to them, you know, try to fill buckets and be good people and things like that, and share your cookies and share things. And when I was in New York, I actually got to sing at Carnegie Hall last April, and I met Susie Shelton, and we had kind of similar philosophies about raising our kids. And I was just walking on the streets, and with the rhythm of, you know, New York City, started writing this song. And so I asked her a month later, hey, I wrote this song when I was right after I saw you. Do you want to sing it with me? So that's how this came about. So I really like how this one turned out too.
Okay, let's check this one out too. Gotta Give Love by Susie Tallman Music.
Love, 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 gotta give. Love, love, love. Love, 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 give it away. When you're starting your day, give a smile away. When you're walking around, help someone who's down. A little goes a long way. The best time is now to fill their buckets high. Do good for the one who's standing by your side. A little goes a long way. Love, 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 you gotta give. Love, love. Choose each day how I act, what I say. It's all up to me how I'm gonna be. A little goes a long way. Love, 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 you gotta give. Love, love. It makes you feel alive. Help a friend walk the dog. Share your cookies too. When you're helping out, it makes you feel good too.
You make me feel good. Thanks for walking the dog. That really helped, Mom. Thank you so much for loving us.
Love, love, love. Gotta give. Love, love. Love, 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 give it away.
That was Gotta Give Love. All right, we're going to wrap up our song features with the song Peace Like a River. Tell us about this one.
Oh, thanks for including this one. Peace Like a River is a really special song to me. Once again, sang with my family. This is not an original song. It's very traditional. And when I was teaching at an elementary school music here, I often did this as part of our holiday program. And I had all 400 kids singing this song together and holding little candles, those little light candles. And it was just so beautiful. And families really felt the love in this song, and like no other when there's a child singing. And it's just, so I really wanted to do this. And so you can hear the kids on this one as well. So that's why I did this one.
All right, we're gonna play it. Here it is, Peace Like a River by Susie Tallman Music.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. Joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got peace like a river. Like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
That was Peace Like a River. The album is called Let's All Sing, and that was our song features. So, Susie, let everybody know, where can they stream, download, or purchase Let's All Sing?
Well, thank you so much. You can go to all of the streaming services, your favorite ones, to hear and download. And my website is susietallman.com, like a tall man. And my Insta is Susie Tallman Music, and Facebook, Susie Tallman and Friends. So, but thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it. It's really nice to be here.
Thank you for being on. It sounds like you've had a fascinating career and journey. Like I said, I would love to hear some of those stories. Being a music fan of the 80s and 90s and 2000s and 2010s and 20, just forever. So
absolutely. Yes. Well, yeah, some of them are fun stories that I can actually tell. So
awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on, and I will talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.